The Energy Department's Sunshot Initiative is set up to put solar energy in competition with other energy sources by 2020. Ranja Pichumani is with the Solar Power Initiative. He says there are two ways to take sunlight and convert it to energy.
One is photovoltaics, and the other is concentrating solar power.
Representatives from universities, national laboratories, and the private sector were in Colorado recently for a conference regarding concentrating solar power. Pichumani says there's a lot of interest in that type of solar power.
The distinguishing feature of concentrating solar power is that it can also have thermal energy storage. So when there's a cloud cover or during the night, you can actually take the heat from that fluid, store it in a storage medium, and then use the heat from the storage medium to power the power plant in order to produce electricity.
The Department of Energy's Sunshot Initiative is trying to address cost, a major setback in this type of energy. Pichumani says right now the cost is 21 cents per kilowatt hour.
And that's without any government subsidy. And our goal as part of the Sunshot Initiative is to take this levelized cost of energy down to about 6 cents a kilowatt hour by the year 2020. So that's the Sunshot Initiative goal. And it's a very ambitious goal. I mean, it requires a lot of technological advances and innovations.
And that's why Pichumani says the Department of Energy is awarding $16 million to universities and research labs to work on a three-year initiative that can reduce the cost of solar power and deliver clean, renewable energy.
The role of the government funding in general is especially to entertain high-risk, you know, high-reward type innovative ideas that, you know, typically would not be funded by, say, other sources of private funding.
The University of Arizona is receiving $1.5 million from DOE because of its work with mirrors. Roger Angel is the director of the Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab at the U of A. He explains why the university is one of 21 entities getting funding to do this out of the 150 that applied.
Over the years, we've built up a world-class expertise in making mirrors for astronomical telescopes. And for the past two or three years, we've been looking at mirrors for collecting solar energy. And now we've got a process that we've demonstrated already will make mirrors that are more accurate than are presently being used in the solar industry.
He says the U of A will use the grant to speed up a process that is already in use and make it commercially viable.
We basically soften the glass, take a flat sheet of like window glass, heat it to the point where it softens, mold it into the curved shape that you need for a focusing mirror, and then cooling down. And that presently takes us about 5 hours. And as part of this project, we hope to get that down to more like 5 minutes instead of 5 hours. So it's a very big reduction.
Angel says the $1.5 million is not going to be enough to make a final product that can compete in a big market, but will be enough to do research and figure out how to make concentrating solar energy more efficient. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.